This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitors and maintenance and mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the taxi, the bus, the Uber, and the Lyft drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, that keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out the all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
When the shoe was on the other foot in 2016, Joe Biden said at the Georgetown School of Law in D.C., I would go forward with the confirmation process as chairman even a few months before a presidential election, just as the Constitution requires. My, how times, things change.
Yeah, and I think if you do a couple little keyboard searches, you're going to find that Obama said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Justice Ginsburg said the same thing. So.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
We have a caller here. Good morning, Kentucky. Who's on the line? Good morning,
hello.
In Kentucky.
Hey, the Commonwealth's listening, baby. But don't forget the farmers, because they're the ones that put the food on the plate. So anyway, you all have a blessed day.
All right, thank you. Okay, back to you, Denise. Let's talk about our justice, Amy Coney Barrett, who's been nominated now for the Supreme Court. Now, a lot of people are saying that she's an excellent pick, including one of the, I don't know if he's a law professor or professor emeritus or whatever, at Harvard University, who came out and sang her praises yesterday.
Correct. And several at Notre Dame have. I would say that these Democrats had better be very, very cautious. Now, I put out the timings of the hearings and how that will all happen on the Senate side.
Mm-hmm.
And at the timing actually kind of lines up with my earlier predictions, that I put out before she was even named. Because we're necessarily going to find that the Democrats have already got a war room.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Senators Blumenthal and Senator Hirono that have already declared they refuse to meet with her. And she had a bipartisan vote in her last confirmation, which I think was just about 3 years ago. So there's not a lot that really has to be done, you know, to do a whole kind of walk the halls of
right.
the Senate, which is a procedural thing. And in this case, she's not being assigned a Sherpa. So I don't think that, you know, that's really going to happen in the conventional sense because of COVID. I think they may do it, you know, kind of in a Zoom or a Skype kind of platform if they do it at all. But, you know, what's particularly fascinating, and a lot of people don't understand, is these judges and these lawyers have very close relationships, especially with those that present cases before the Supreme Court.
Correct.
So she has a very stellar reputation in that whole realm. And a lot of these Democrat senators that, and, you know, even the media pundits, they don't look at that kind of stuff. And so they had better be pretty cautious. I mean, because she's really kind of flawless, but I was beginning to see an awful lot of nastiness in tweets over the weekend about her.
Yeah, and it's even going on about, well, how could she possibly be a judge when she's got seven kids? Shouldn't she be a mother to the children? I mean, I started to see stuff like that. I don't know, what the hell does that have to do with anything? I mean,
well,
she's a mother.
They're going to pick her. They're mm-hmm. going to pick it apart.
Oh, and then they said she had, and then there was one tweet that was really awful, said she adopted the two Haitian children so that no one could call her racist. Somebody actually put that out there. That was, that, you know, I just wanted to, about that time, I just wanted to just slap somebody.
Well, she, the interesting thing is that she did not adopt them together either.
That's correct.
I think they were adopted 5 years apart.
Yep.
And we don't know the circumstances of those two kids, but I think that Bill Maher was the first one that put something out there like that.
Well,
I could be wrong.
Jackasses, whoever it was that did that, that's Jack. You know, leave the kids alone. I mean, my God, what, it's a tremendous thing to do to adopt somebody to begin with, and then to throw that out there, goodness sake.
Yeah.
That's just me talking. All right, well, obviously, we're going to have a court battle. Is she going to be confirmed by election time?
They have the votes already.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. And this guy, Jones in Alabama, who I said could be on the bubble, well, he's not on the bubble. He says he's going to vote against her, but he's just ensured the fact that he's going to lose in Alabama. All right, hold that thought. Here we go. We'll be back right after these messages. On the program. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Now, I'm taking Balance of Nature fruits and veggie capsules, and I'm telling you, they're good, and they're working for me. Now, if you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature, and the website is balanceofnature.com. Now, you can go over there, take a look at all the different products that they have to offer, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and you'll save 35% on your order. So, go over to the website, balanceofnature.com, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. And again, use the product code, RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. If you want to start feeling better, balanceofnature.com is the place to go. Use the product code RESULT or call them at 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden recently spoke with the president of the National Education Association, and he said that no private charter school will receive a penny of federal money. None. And he cited the fact that in New York City, that the public schools there would lose roughly $1 billion if students transferred from the public schools to the charter schools, which is what they were thinking of doing, some families.
Well, the first thing we ought to just admit that if the public school systems across the country worked and were effective, then you wouldn't need charter schools.
Right.
Therein lies the beginning of the debate. But what Biden is trying to do is support the union. They don't care about the students, and they don't care about the principals. They don't care about the system, the syllabus, you know, all that kind of thing. They only care about the teachers' union.
Yep.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is coming from a guy who just a few days ago said that he started off his college years at, I think it was Delaware State University.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Delaware State is a black school, and Delaware State said, no, he's never been enrolled here as a student, ever. He's been here maybe to give a speech, but he's never been enrolled. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right,
I don't know how you mix that up.
I don't either. Who knows? I just hope he's got the right amount of drugs shot into him when he does the debate. But anyway, it was reported earlier that on Maria Bartiromo's Fox News show, she said that her sources, which have been pretty good, are now telling her that there'll be no Durham report or indictments prior to the election. Now, this may or may not turn out to be true, but we'll know soon enough, won't we?
I think that Senator Ron Johnson has pretty well confirmed that. So I know from a lot of Republican pundits yesterday, they were very angry about it, the fact that a report wouldn't come out. So as a consequence, they're demanding an interim report, which gives a status update. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen either, because I don't know that that is John Durham style. Maybe a status update can come from AG Barr, but then again, that would be a little dangerous because you still got all these Democrats that want to impeach Barr.
Yeah.
So,
but
there's some interviews that are still going on.
Right.
And that includes a former FBI case agent that was assigned to the Mueller operation that was so disgusted with it, he quit.
Yeah, he was there. He was there for both Flynn and Manafort.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of interesting. You know, a lot of people are beginning to, you know, say that, you know, if we fail at all of this, that with all Russiagate and Obamagate, then we have nobody to blame but A.G. Barr. So people are getting mad at Barr because not enough is, you know, bubbling to the surface here. The only person we've gotten so far is Kevin Kleinsmith.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say to be kind of cautious because I think A.G. Barr is a little more cagey than we necessarily know. And, you know, one of the early missions that he sent U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Jensen on was to look at the special counsel's team and what they were doing and not doing. And A.G. Barr is not blaming really anything on Mueller because Mueller was, he was completely dismissed by the team. They kind of ran the whole thing in spite of him. Now, we saw a lot of that during when Mueller testified. He was just kind of lost. He didn't have a clue what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So the two people that looked like they were really kind of running the operation are Weissman and Ree. So that is, I think, that the mission that Jeff Jensen was assigned to. Now, I think he's finished with that work, but now they are seeing that we have this case agent that was assigned that was so disgusted with the thing that he asked to be removed. And he may be a former agent now from what I can necessarily see, but he wants to tell some stories, and I think he has. I think he has given, I know, at least one interview with the Durham team.
Right.
It may be more than one session,
mm-hmm.
but he's at least given one session. So I would say this thing was such a wide orchestrated operation that we tend to be very impatient. And you know that there are some people that are obstructing
Sure.
The work of Durham every way that they can.
You bet.
They're doing the same thing to Johnson, and they're doing the same thing to Lindsey Graham.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to see some kind of a status, press briefing, or if nothing else, something out of the Hill or Politico on where we are.
Well, there's a released memorandum of Agent Barnett's interview that supposedly are mostly matters involving General Flynn, including opinions Agent Barnett formed about the attitudes and conduct of the SCO prosecutors, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. We haven't seen that yet, have we?
Well, we have. I mean, the information is out there, okay? It's just that we are not doing the work that we need to do to kind of lay it all out on a desk.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do. I mean, I have worked pretty hard at doing it myself.
Mm-hmm.
But you end up missing things. I mean, there are footnotes in reports and Inspector, those kinds of things that you miss that you gotta go find. And sometimes, some people have better access to things than I do. But it's, the case with, Flynn comes up this week too. Does it not come up? Was it tomorrow?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's important. The debate is tomorrow.
Yep.
then what is it? On Wednesday, we have Comey that's testifying.
Correct.
And then after that, we have McCabe that's testifying.
And the president will be in Sanford on Friday. So we may find out about everything on Friday when the president's
Sanford. So it's kind of like, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to kind of get our 5-hour shots in good supply here because there's a lot. I exist on them. There's a lot coming up this week, and it's going to require all of us to pay some big attention. So
yeah,
have to hang up. Yeah, and you might have to just hang out at C-SPAN.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to hang out with, when it comes to the debates, hanging out at either Fox or CNN or some of the others, the best place to probably hang out so you don't get all this, superfluous commentary.
And commercials.
Hang out over at C-SPAN.
Yep. Yeah, and that's a very good point. But, I mean, every day this week and tomorrow, we're probably going to preview a little bit about what we think is going to go on with the debates because we'll have a better idea of what Chris said.
Well, the Fox is already in Cleveland because they had Brett Hume that brought him back to take over the anchor desk for a day or so.
Last night, Martha and what's-his-face, you can't think of his name now.
They were there.
All right, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm sure it's going to be fun.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes, subscribe, become a member, and that's how you do it. And I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is speaking out against President Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
This is about your health care. This is about whether or not the ACA will exist This is about whether or not pre-existing conditions will be continue to be covered. This is about whether or not a woman can be charged more for the same procedure as a man. This is about people's health care in the middle of a pandemic.
On CBS, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
We've been in conversations with Leader McConnell, with Chairman Graham. He is going to put forth a pretty aggressive schedule for hearings and markups that we believe will happen in the middle part of October. And if all goes well, then certainly a vote on the floor sometime before the election.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is most certainly time for our first military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, two campuses where you can learn to become an aviation maintenance tech, and they're going to tell you all about themselves, and then we'll tell you where those locations are right after this.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you and teach you how to become an aviation maintenance tech. The first one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, Massachusetts. The second one is down here in my backyard. It's in Clearwater, Florida, which is in the Tampa Bay region, just across the bay from me in Tampa. They're over there in Clearwater in Pinellas County. Now, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a very high-paying, in-demand job as an aviation maintenance tech, and they are in short supply, and more are needed. Now, you're going to start out with a really good salary, and the overtime is there,
if you want it. You can make a lot of money very quickly. If you want to go overseas, you can make a lot more money because you're talking six-figure salaries if you go overseas. So there you go. National Aviation Academy. Take the tour. Give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. And I'm telling you, you'll be glad you did. You'll be glad you did. Now, the VA has been doing some surveys about the coronavirus pandemic and social distancing and how they're taking a toll on veterans' mental health, because suicides since the pandemic started are up some 20%. And with that being said, veterans are facing an increased mental health challenge during the coronavirus pandemic, with less access to in-person therapy and isolation from friends and family. Now, this is coming from a new survey, of Wounded Warrior Project members released this week. Now, about 60% of the veterans surveyed reported feeling disconnected from their family, friends, or community, with half of the veterans agreeing that mental and physical health have worsened since social distancing themselves. So this is something that the VA is aware of. They're going to have to work with this and deal with this. There is no other alternative, because we can't have the problems continuing when it comes to the suicide rate. By the way, the Pentagon is eyeing a 500-ship Navy. Yes, they are looking at a 500-ship Navy. So we'll see what happens there. And by the way, automatic U.S. citizenship has been restored for all military children who were born overseas their parents are military. And three Marine families at Camp Lejeune have sued the housing firms over moldy, pest-filled homes. Boy, oh boy, I hope they get that taken care of. Between the floodwaters over there and all this stuff, it's no fun. No fun at all. By the way, lawmakers have been told that the U.S. needs to do more to counter the Chinese Pacific expansion when it comes to both the military and the influence in the region. Don't know what's going to happen there. And also, we have had a military attack over the weekend. Tanks destroyed, helicopters shot down, as Azerbaijan and Armenia are in a fight over a disputed region. And that fight is probably still going on in some form or fashion, because I saw some of the video when they took out an outpost right there on the border, and they also took out three tanks that were right there, helicopters, and then one of the helicopters got shot down right away. So that wasn't too smart on their part, but anyway, they left themselves exposed, and that's what happened. And we'll keep our eyes in that region of the world to see what happens, because all hell is starting to break out over there, and that's just what we don't need, is another area like that. By the way, President Donald Trump's nominee to lead the Department of Homeland Security denied allegations last week that he molded intelligence reports to suit the administration. He said that's not what he does, that's not what the president does. And there appears to be a military presence of some sort with training that the protesters have, the rioters, in the firebombs that are being made, because they're actually not just firebombs, they're IEDs. They're implemented explosive devices. And someone with a military background may be the person who's making these. So there's a movement afoot to try to figure out real quick what's going on there. Also, Taliban attacks have threatened once again to derail the already struggling Afghan peace talks. They're aimed at allowing the full withdrawal of U.S. troops after more than 19 years of war in Afghanistan. But apparently the Taliban are trying to control the circumstances behind the talks by using violence in different areas. We'll see how that all plays out. And a coalition of 40 organizations from across the political spectrum is calling for a congressional investigation into just exactly how the Pentagon used $1 billion in coronavirus relief funds. It was reported that those funds wound up somewhere other than what they were supposed to be for. Now, the Marine Corps recruit depot in San Diego may see its first female drill instructors training recruits as early as this winter. So says Marine Corps Commandant General David Berger. I'm sure they're going to love that. It'll be interesting to see how that works out. I know some pretty tough female Marines, at least a couple of used to be female Marines, that would probably volunteer for that duty. Wow. By the way, the Ukraine was visited by our United States Air Force CV-22 Ospreys, another aircraft that teamed up with the Ukrainian military this week in training exercises and turned heads as they flew over Kiev. I'm sure that that got the attention of the Russians on the ground, too. And researchers believe abuse of over-the-counter cough suppressants by U.S. service members in Okinawa is still likely a problem, despite aggressive efforts by the military to combat it, according to a study recently published in Military Medicine. And it's too bad if they're using the codeine and the cough medicine to get high, which is probably what they're doing. By the way, President Trump coming to Sanford, Florida this Friday. He'll be at the Orlando Sanford International Airport with an outdoor rally. It's a Make America Great event in Sanford, Florida. Doors open at 4 p.m. at the airport. The event begins 7 p.m. You can get your tickets by going to DonaldJTrump.com. That's Friday, October 2nd, 7 p.m. President Donald Trump coming to Sanford, Florida for the Make America Great Events Rally. All righty. I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, that's Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us on the local station there, and I believe it's 1330. And we also can be heard down in Fort Benning, Georgia from there, too. So a big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Of course, balanceofnature.com, the website. And if you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you are not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirements of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a great idea for you. It's called the Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. Now, that's what I'm taking, and it's working quite nicely for me. It's helped me lose a little bit of weight, drops, lower my blood pressure to where I no longer need blood pressure medication like when it was taken. I had a borderline blood pressure problem, and it just went away when I started taking the Balance of Nature. It's been about 6 months now, and everything is working fine. So if you go to the website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the products they've got there, including the fruits and veggie capsules. You use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. And by doing that, you'll save 35% on your order. Now, you can go to the website, balanceofnature.com, or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. All right, well, Chris Markowski apparently has got the morning off.
I want to go back to talking about something here. And if you want to chime in, you can call us at 877-969-8600. Now, it was reported earlier on Fox News Sunday show with Maria Bartiromo. She said her sources, which have been pretty good, were telling her that there would be no Durham report or indictments prior to the election. Now, this may or may not turn out to be true. We just don't know yet, and we'll find out soon enough, I suppose. But this report follows many hints and suggestions over the past few months that U.S. Attorney Durham would act in a late summer or early fall time frame, including statements made to that effect by Attorney General William Barr himself. Now, he's been fully briefed by Durham about the nature and progress of the investigation and what's been found out so far, and consistent with what Attorney General Barr said publicly just days before it happened, former FBI attorney Kevin Kleinsmith was charged and pled guilty in connection with his actions on a Carter Page investigation. Now, Bartiromo's report is accurate, then something's changed. What might that be? Well, Denise Simon and I talked about it here about 30 minutes ago, and we think we got a pretty good suggestion here. Now, Attorney General Barr sent his U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Jensen on a recon mission to look more closely at the handling of the special counsel's prosecution of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Now, while I don't believe that either Attorney General Barr or U.S. Attorney Jensen were prepared for what Jensen would eventually uncover regarding the political calculations that were behind the Flynn investigation in the first instance and the Flynn prosecution after the Security Council officer took over, the SCO officer took over, what Jensen found instead is now kicked into high gear, an investigation of its own, and I think it's nearly as important to AG Barr as the Durham investigation into the origins of the Russia hoax investigation launched against President Trump and his campaign. Now, priority 1A for Attorney General Barr is a hard look at the conduct of the special counsel's office. The interview of special agent, former special agent William Barnett, the original case agent on the Flynn and the Manafort investigations, which was begun back in August of 2016, which apparently took place about 10 days ago for the first time. Now, that interview was done by U.S. Attorney Jensen, not Durham, but that interview covered events from the beginning of the Crossfire Hurricane investigation to a point beyond the entry of the guilty plea by General Flynn. Barnett discusses interviews done with General Flynn after he pled guilty, and the subjects of the release memorandum of Agent Barnett's interview are mostly matters involving General Flynn, including opinions against Barnett formed about the attitudes and conduct of the SCO prosecutors who Mueller chose to staff the investigation. And now we're going to go to our favorite father of Marines, Eric and Seminole. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. I ruined my reputation. Don't tell my mom. Hey, you're talking about, I'm not a legal expert by any stretch of the imagination.
Neither am I.
Just Joe Sixpack, you know, observing and reporting, et cetera. But I read that article that you're getting some of that information from
Red State.
Red State. It was a really good article. However, I tend to disagree with how they're trying to link some of this stuff together. Again, they're trying to say that Attorney General Barr's long time, 3-decade plus relationship, friendship with Robert Mueller has something to do with why he's kind of, I want to say they're trying to, give a professional courtesy of some sort to Robert Mueller and what was going on, and that it wasn't necessarily his fault. His hands were tied because he had to do this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. had these little low-level cats, what was his name, Kleinsmith or whatever.
Yes.
He pled out to whatever was going to be charged with. All right, you know, that's fine and dandy. I get that to a point. However, those knuckleheads on that Russiagate investigation farce, they were active participants either to effect or partly effect a coup d'etat in the United States of America, and these knuckleheads are slow, respectfully, sorry, you know, this is my opinion, they're purposefully slow walking this stuff because I feel that there is a never-Trumper angle in the GOP that wants to milk this for all it's worth. How long has Senator Graham had a lot of this information already? And
let me stop you for a second because you just mentioned Senator Graham. He made another announcement yesterday which really blew everybody's mind. He says Andrew McCabe is going to testify before his committee October the 6th, and he warned that something more damning is coming. I wonder what that could be.
I don't, you know, again, that's totally awesome. Justice, let justice prevail. I get it. But in my opinion on that, I read some of that also. If Mr. McCabe testifies publicly, it's going to be a dog and pony show. Okay, because if I'm not mistaken, he testified once before publicly about what was going on and who was affecting this, that, and the other. I could be wrong.
No, he did. He did.
There may have been some closed door testimony going on.
There was.
But here's the moneymaker is in the closed door sessions, which mm-hmm. is, you know, purview to, you know, all sorts of non-disclosure agreements, et cetera.
Yep.
That's the moneymaker. That's what's going to get it. If it's public, in my opinion, respectfully, sir, I think that it's another attempt that Senator Graham seems to pop up when it's election time for all this sort of stuff that's been going on for the past 3 years. He's been, you know, respectfully, you know, again, I'm not privy to all the information, so I could be totally wrong. This is just Joe Sixpack's observation on this. You got Lindsey Graham, you know, he's going to be running the confirmation hearings. I get it. Good on. There's a busy week of news coming up.
Every day, Eric. Every day.
Right. So I mean, it's, you know, it's like, there's like a quickening going on. If people understand what I just said, there's like a quickening of information going on. Now this. God bless him. There shouldn't have to be a quote unquote hearing on the president's nominee for the Supreme Court. She's had her hearing. All her stuff is public record. I think Lindsey Graham's trying to placate the establishment, within the beltway of what's going on so that he can maintain his position. And, you know,
I gotta stop you again. You're right, and here's why. They don't need to have a hearing. They can take that nomination straight to the floor and vote on it tomorrow.
Go for it. Mm-hmm. Let heads explode. Get the duct tape ready to tape them back together.
Yep.
Let it go. Get the battle dressings ready. Treat, you know, assess,
yep.
treat, reassess. Ship them medevac into the hospital, and they have a long, you know, life of recovery. I'm respectfully ready to, you know, quote unquote, as they say, pull the pin on all this. Just let it roll. And you know, I don't believe I'm the only one with that opinion, but anyway. That's all I have to say, sir. Thanks for taking my call and simplify, sir.
All right. Thank you, Eric. And, you know, again, that's food for thought because nobody has any idea. The only person that knows for sure is the person in charge of the investigation, and that would be Attorney General Durham and probably U.S. Attorney Durham and Attorney General Barr, and they're not going to say anything until they're ready to say it. So we can sit here and speculate on just a fascinating subject, and I guarantee you it's going to change for the next time we talk about it. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.